Some people are born to be businessmen. They know how to promote themselves. They understand negotiation. They embody what Donald Trump calls the art of the deal. I wish I had a couple of strands of those genes in my DNA. My kin, my ancestors, my gene pool. All I can say is, well, they climbed down out of the trees, but they never figured out they could sell the timber or develop the real estate. Plus, we never remembered how to climb back up, so now folks want to sell us the damn trees. I actually have a business. I know, hard to believe. My right-leaning Republican relatives and in-laws shake their heads sadly to think I'm the only one in the two families who represents their bedrock GOP values of entrepreneurial get-up-and-go, job creation, small business struggles, all those virtues they hold dear. I sell goods. I buy materials, fashion them into art, and then I have to sell the product. American? Well, it sticks in their throats, but yeah, as apple pie. Mom and country. Bootstrap success story. You might suppose after 35 years I'd be pretty good at it. I just made a stained glass entryway window for some new arrivals on the south end. Even though I'm cheaper than any glass shop in the Pacific Northwest, and even though my stuff is original artwork, I ended up giving them a discount. And they're rich. You tell me what's wrong with that picture. I bought a new truck a few years ago, and my old one almost caused me to miss a huge commission for a public art project down in Portland. You think I negotiated a lower price or argued for some extras? If you thought that, you don't know me. All I asked my salesman was sell me the damn truck sitting out there in the lot, the one without any bells or whistles, and don't screw around. I want to leave here ASAP. I don't want to play the game. I don't want the sales manager showing me an invoice, proving you aren't making any money on the deal. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Yeah, I'll pay full price. No, I don't want to take it for a test drive. Yeah, I'm a complete idiot. But I'm an idiot who would rather pay the full money than get down in the pit and wrestle for a few dollars. I'm not going to lie and say money is beneath me. I'm frugal to a fault. I'm my Depression-era parents' kid. I shop mostly at Goodwills. I buy Chinese. I'm so stingy I squeak. Money comes hard and it leaves hard too. Sales is a tough job, at least for the likes of me. Buyer beware? I don't think so. For me, it's seller beware.